Alain Fournier, Le Grand Moons, translated by R.B. Russell and narrated by Alan Montero. Part 1, Chapter 1, The Border. He arrived at our house on a Sunday in November 1890-something. I will say our house, although it is no longer ours. Nearly 15 years have passed since we left the region, and we shall not be going back to it. We lived in the buildings of the secondary school at St. Argarth. My father, whom I called Monsieur Sorel, like the other boys, was in charge of the upper form where pupils prepared for the preliminary teacher's certificate. He taught the lower form as well, leaving the younger boys to my mother. It was a long red building at the far end of the village, draped with Virginia creepers, and with five glazed doors opening on to an immense courtyard used as a playground and partly roofed over for shelter in bad weather. There was a washhouse on one side and a big front gateway facing the village. To the north, a small iron gate opened onto the road leading to the station 2 miles away. To the south and behind, fields, gardens and meadows stretched away to the outskirts of the village. This is the setting in which I spent the most tempestuous and treasured days of my life.